And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of May, 2017. It was on this day in 1846 the Associated Press was formed. In New York City, five newspapers gathered together to fund a Pony Express route through Alabama that would beat the U.S. Post Office to the punch and deliver news of the Mexican-American War. The AP broke the news on the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, publishes 2,000 stories a day, and most recently got the Pulitzer Prize for Public Service in 2016 for its investigation of slave labor in Southeast Asia in the fishing industry, identifying supermarket brands that were perpetuating slavery. Around 2,000 slaves were freed as a result of the AP's reporting. It was on this day, 1967, a kindly man in a cardigan and blue sneakers made his debut on public television, Fred Rogers, on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It became the longest-running children's program on television. He was a Protestant minister and a puppeteer. He thought children needed a show that emphasized values, tolerance, self-control, and self-esteem, and he went out and he started it. It was on this day in 1762 the Trevi Fountain in Rome was completed, maybe the most famous fountain in the world, where visitors toss coins over their left shoulder for good luck. An estimated 3,000 euros are collected from the fountain every day. Last year, it came to about $1.5 million, which was used to help feed the poor. The site of the Trevi Fountain is the end of an ancient Roman aqueduct, the Aqua Virginae, which still provides drinking water to Rome and supplies the water for the fountain. And it's the birthday of Laurence Olivier, born in Surrey, 1907, famous actor and founder of the National Theatre of Great Britain. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, Market Day. We have traveled all this way to see the real France, these trays of apricots and grapes spilled out like semi-precious stones for us to choose, a Milky Way of cheeses whose names like planets I forget, heraldic soul displayed on ice as if the fish themselves had just escaped, leaving their sealed armor behind. There's nothing like this anywhere, you say. And I see Burnside Avenue in the Bronx, my mother sending me for farmer cheese and lox, the rounds of cheese, grainy and white, pocked like the surface of the moon, the silken slices of smoked fish lying in careful pleats, and always, as here, sawdust under our feet, the color of sand brought in on pant cuffs from Sunday at the beach. Across the street, on benches, my grandparents lifted their faces to the sun, the way the blind turn towards a familiar sound, speaking another language I almost understand. Poem by Linda Paston, Market Day, from Carnival Evening, published by W.W. Norton, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, offering tech products and solutions for business like PC setup, repair, data recovery, and virus protection. You can visit staples.com/tech services for details. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.